This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Double tight end. Hurts in the gun. Hurts. This time, fakes. He's back. He's looking deep. He wants A.J. Brown. And it's caught for a touchdown! A.J. Brown!
It's double coverage. It doesn't matter. He throws the ball into an area where A.J. Brown can make the adjustment, and he's jockeying around, and he makes that proper adjustment to the football for a touchdown. He runs through contact so well.
45 yards, Mike Quick.
Yes, that was, well, there were quite a few good plays for the Eagles in that Super Bowl. That Super Bowl won't leave people for a while. And I know, even, well, either way, you know, it's almost worse. It almost stays with you longer when it's a loss. Well, it is worse because it's a loss, but it almost stays with you longer than a win. Although the win, there would have been the parade on Thursday. There would have been so many good things. People would have been talking about it. But the loss, it's the first loss in a Super Bowl since 2004. It just hangs with you. But there was a lot of good plays, and there were some plays that weren't so good and that were bad. And that's one of the reasons that the Eagles lost. You can't make mistakes in those games. You can blame a lot of other things. You know, this nonsense. The grass, okay. The grass was the grass. You know, there was a question to Nick Sirianni the other day, and I guess to Howie Roseman. Are you going to get in touch with the league about the grass? What's the league going to do? What a stupid question. What's the league going to do? Everybody could see it, and it wasn't. The problem with the grass was not the same problem as they had earlier in the year at that stadium, because the grass and the ground was soft. The base, it was a sand base, and it was soft. And players were, the traction wasn't good because the turf was coming up. That wasn't the case this time. Why it got slippery, I have no idea. My own little theory. It got cool. It got a lot cooler in the second half. And when it got cooler, I think there was some dew on the ground. I know it's the desert, it was kind of, because it dropped like 15 to 20 degrees rapidly. When the sun goes down, the temperature out there drops. But I don't know what it was. But, well, you're going to call the league, you know, call the league about what? What the hell are you going to call the league about? So let's, that's not the reason they lost, okay? That is not the reason that the Eagles lost the game. We're going to go over it today, because it's still, people are trying to, they're trying to suck this up, and it's really hard for a lot of people. And I understand why it's hard for a lot of people. I mean, I understand it's a loss in the Super Bowl. You don't get that many opportunities. There's certainly no guarantees you go back, and it's difficult for a team that loses in the Super Bowl to go back the next year. Not impossible. Nothing's impossible. The Eagles could be as good, if not better, a team, even though they're going to lose quite a few players, which every team does. But free agency, there's some good players that you want to try to keep. But I don't know if they have enough money to do it. They'll structure Jalen Hurts' contract to kind of leave him a little bit of room. But it's going to be tough. But it's you that are going to vent. You've been venting all week, and it's you that's going to vent the good, the bad, the takeaways from this season. And I don't know that anybody really cares about anything right now in Philadelphia sports other than the Eagles. That's normally the way it is in this area because it really is all about the Eagles. I know the Phillies pitchers and catchers, spring training, and the other players are going to report. Most of them are there, and some of them are going to leave because of that ridiculous World Baseball Classic. What a waste of time. What a waste. Pitchers don't want to go, but the everyday players will go. It's just something different. And baseball's trying to create Olympics when there are no Olympics for baseball. It's just, they play at the wrong time of the year, an Olympic-type situation, the World Baseball Classic. Like, do you get excited if the United States would win? No. Like, who cares? But whatever, baseball. But I don't know that people care about the baseball yet. I'm heading down this week for spring training. And the games, believe it or not, the preseason games, which is a joke that they start this early, start next Saturday. And I'll be on the air from Clearwater next Saturday. But it is crazy when you think about it. The season starts the end of March, starts on the road. But right now, it is all about the Eagles. So it's for you. It's for you to continue to vent. And I know my opinions may be a little bit different than others. And people are going to, you know, sit there or sit somewhere else. And you listen to all the criticism of Jonathan Gannon. Players have to make plays. Players have to make plays. And I love people that are better coaches than the coaches. Well, they didn't make any adjustments. You see those tablets, those blue things that players hold in their hands, that the coaches hold? They're making adjustments constantly, looking at those. And they're still pictures. It's not rolling video. You're not allowed to use rolling video on the sidelines. They're making adjustments all the time. But players have to make plays. And did people forget that the other quarterback was a player by the name of Patrick Mahomes, who's the best quarterback in football right now? Could trend to the best quarterback ever over Joe Montana. No, it's not Tom Brady. But I'm still standing on that. I'm still standing on that mountain. It's not Tom Brady. But whatever the case may be, Patrick Mahomes was the other quarterback. And when people said, well, they didn't get any sacks, one of the reasons, and I believe this, one of the reasons that the Eagles didn't get any sacks is because Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback. Patrick Mahomes, if you look at things during the season, number one, he's only been sacked 26 times. 26 times, that's not a lot. He's only been sacked 26 times. That's number one. Number two, he normally doesn't run. I think he averages like three or three and a half a game. He ran six times. Now, they weren't designed plays, obviously, because of his ankle. So those six times were pressures, but the Eagles didn't get him. So they were pressures, but when he ran six times, that means he ran past the line of scrimmage, because otherwise it would have been a sack. But and that long one was a killer too. So they did get pressure. They just didn't get to him because he just gets rid of the ball or he gets out of trouble. He just does so many things well. And you can't forget about that. All right, a couple other things we'll touch on today. I don't know that anybody's upset. And this is just an aside. I don't know if anybody cares about it. Scott Rolen's going to go into the Baseball Hall of Fame as a St. Louis Cardinal. And there was no question in my mind he was going to do that. The Cardinals put up statues of players that make the Hall of Fame. So how could he go in as a Philly and there'd be a statue in St. Louis of Scott Rolen, who's a St. Louis Cardinal Hall of Famer? And he won a World Series with the Cardinals. Played more games with the Phillies. He left here on a sour note, but He won a World Series with the Cardinals, and they're going to erect a statue. I don't think anybody's erecting a statue of Scott Rolen here, and he's not a Hall of Famer. He's a really good player, but he's not a Hall of Famer, in my opinion. Hall of Fame, Baseball Hall of Fame has kind of weakened their standards. Why don't you just let anybody in? Scott Rolen's a Hall of Famer. Larry Bowe is a Hall of Famer. And there's so many other players that are Hall of Famers. He's not a Hall of Famer. But if he goes into the Cardinal, like, who cares? Who cares? Let me give you the question. The question today, and I'm playing into your whining and complaining about the officials. I will say this. The officials this year in the NFL did not have a good year. Average at best. They did not have a good year. And part of the problem with officiating is inconsistency. So if you don't make a call, and in this case, everybody looks at the holding. If you don't make the call, and then you do make this in the same kind of situation, make the call later, people are going to complain, and they should complain. Was it a hold? By the letter of the law, it was a hold. The question is, do you make that call at that point? And a lot of people will say no. And Ray Lewis and Michael Irvin had a debate about it. I'm going to play that for you. Had a debate about whether that call should have been made at that time. It's hard to say, but you got to be consistent. It's like an umpire who's constantly calling a strike, and it's not a strike on the outside of the plate. If you know that, you adjust to that. So, but they made too many other mistakes, and they didn't make a lot. But you got to be mistake free in a game like that. The fumble, the penalty before the fumble. You know, it's just. There's so many things, the punt, the return, the blown coverage. You know, you got to look at a lot of things. The Eagles, I still think the Eagles were a better team, but they weren't the better team on Sunday because they made more mistakes than Kansas City. And the other team had Patrick Mahomes. And the other team had Andy Reid, who is, people can complain about him all you want. He's the best coach in the NFL right now. Jason Kelce told me he might be the best coach ever when it's all said and done, ever in the NFL. So those are two things that you had to overcome as well. All right, the question today for that $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers, where I'm sure a lot of people enjoyed a lot of good food for the game on Sunday and throughout the playoffs. And that's what the Bruno Brothers has. And besides the catering, and there's probably some parties that got catered, whatever the case. Here's the question. A play in a game that impacted the game, a play call, not a play, a play call in a game that impacted the game. So, and there's many of them impacted a game. So a play in a game that impacted the game. All right, let me give you the numbers. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. Out of play, Michael Irvin debating that call. And it's obvious that one's a defensive guy with this debate or this argument. It's obvious, and it was on Inside the NFL. It's obvious that this debate is clearly with a defensive player and an offensive player taking the positions that they took. All right, let's hear this, guys.
A game of that magnitude, you can call holding every freaking play. if you wanted to. In that situation, third down and eight, you never call that call in a championship game.
Unless it's egregious.
Listen,
huh?
Unless it's egregious, unless he just reached out and just dived and tackled this guy. Man, you let football, you let championships be won by players.
Holding is holding. Holding is holding. We got to stop all this. You can't call that in that spot. You can call that in that spot. If a dude is holding, he grabs some jersey, guys. That's holding. Yeah. Let's stop
Michael,
talking
this
about
is a
you,
because
you don't change how you're calling games. Wait, what you say is you can't make that call in that spot. So you're saying, oh, it may be a holding, but you can't make that call in that spot. And I'm saying, if it's holding, you call it
in that
spot.
You can call holding every play in the National Football League.
They didn't call that holding on a third down in the first half.
You can call holding every play, that doesn't affect the play. That directly affected the play. He went to that guy. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay,
I'm
going
to sit out. I'm going to sit out. But that affected the play. Holding on the backside doesn't matter. Holding on that front side matters.
Well, it's an interesting debate. But in the end, and the debate is legitimate. If you're going to call it, you got to call it all the time. If you're not going to call it, then don't call it any of the time. And it is a legitimate debate. But is that the reason that the Eagles lost the game? They used a timeout late in the third quarter. It was just about 2.5 minutes left. Because if I remember correctly, the Eagles, the play clock was running down, and they didn't want to have a penalty, and it was after second down going into third down. And you didn't want to have a penalty. You don't want to have a penalty any time for delay of game. But the play clock was running down, and it's one of the questions, and if I'd have thought about it the other day, well, everybody wanted to jump in and just be the hero when they asked questions at the news conference. Well, the tough questions and about the grass. What a waste of time asking about the grass. You know, asking about, well, not asking about the grass, but asking if you're going to get in touch with the league about the grass. That was stupid. I'm trying to think what happened there. But the play clock was running down, so they had to call a timeout. If the Eagles, and I think Nick Sirianni has done a really, really, really good job this year in coach of the Eagles. And it's no sin, and it's not a shame to say, well, Andy Reid outcoached Nick Sirianni. Well, Andy Reid is one of the best coaches all time in the NFL. Did he outcoach Nick Sirianni? Yeah, well, his team didn't make any mistakes either. But if you had that timeout at the end of the game, and that's why you try to save your timeouts, if you had that timeout, Kansas City wouldn't be able to run the clock down with almost no time left. So the Eagles would have probably gotten it back with maybe 50 seconds left, somewhere between 50 seconds and a minute. And there's no, even with no timeouts, there's still a chance that at worst they could have kicked a field goal. Then the other thing is, if they had all their timeouts, would Kansas City not have tried to score? That's the other thing that you've got to think about. The Eagles wanted to let Kansas City score so they could get the ball back. But Kansas City's smart enough to understand that. And that's why the running back went down on like the 1 or 2 yard line. And then they just started running the clock and they forced the Eagles to use the timeouts. So you can look at that too. Why did you have to call a timeout there? Why weren't you ready to run the play? And that, you can look at that. You can look at the false start before the fumble. If there wasn't a false start, the Eagles would have had first down on that play, and that fumble would have never happened. The punt. And, you know, you can look at the decision change towards the end of the first half on the Devontae Smith catch or non-catch. It probably shouldn't have been turned over, reversed into an incompletion. I don't know what the officials saw, but, you know, it's not just the officials on the field there. They're talking to people in New York. So should that have been reversed? But then you go look, and the Eagles got a break. And I don't know if they got a break. Dallas Goedert made a great catch. But was it a catch Did he have complete possession when he had both feet in bounds? So there's so many things that you could look at. So many. But that's what you're going to do today. You're going to look at all those things, and we'll take a look at the game. Anything else that you would like to talk about on this fine Saturday morning? 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. We will get to your phone calls immediately after we take care of a little business here. And we'll hear what you have to say. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 8:19, and if it's morning time. You wake up. Most people are hungry when they wake up. And what better way?
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.